In 2013, Duke Energy shut down the Buck Steam Station. It's in northern Rowan County on the Yadkin River. The plant was built in 1926. It has four unlined coal ash basins holding about 6 million tons of waste. Now, the Waterkeeper Alliance claims it has evidence some of this waste is leaking into the water of nearby private residential wells. The group is an international water protection advocate. Dean Nowyuks is on the board. He's also the Yadkin River Keeper.
We started finding hexavalent chromium as well as other contaminants that you find in coal ash in people's private wells.
Hexavalent chromium is a carcinogen. North Carolina has no standard for a safe level in groundwater. However, the state limit for total chromium in groundwater is 10 parts per billion. According to Nowyuks, they pulled water from 13 sites and an independent certified lab reviewed all samples. He also says the chromium level in some of the samples were 4 to 10 times higher than the state standard.
There's a lot of issues with brain cancers and brain tumors, birth defects that go all the way back to the 1980s. And we believe that those are linked to people living adjacent to the coal ash ponds and people drinking contaminated water.
Since March, the group has been testing private well water around the Buck plant. According to the Waterkeeper Alliance, about 150 residents are at risk. Nowyuks also says the group found levels of lead, iron, manganese, arsenic, and boron well above state groundwater standards. Meanwhile, Duke Energy has been testing residential wells around the Buck plant since 2006. Spokesperson Aaron Colbert says residents are not in danger.
We are not seeing anything in the groundwater that could potentially be a health concern.
Last month, Duke Energy pulled water samples from 8 private wells in roughly the same area surveyed by the Waterkeeper Alliance. According to Colbert, Duke also used an accredited independent lab to examine the water samples.
When it was detected at all, total chromium and chromium 6 are extremely low and are well within the state's groundwater standards that are set to protect public health. It's important to know that chromium is a trace element that's found naturally occurring in coal, but it's also naturally occurring in soils in general.
Colbert says sediment in the water samples may be one explanation for the extreme differences in the data presented by Duke and by the Waterkeeper Alliance.
If turbidity, which is small pieces of sediment, if a lot of sediment was high in the sample that they collected, then that can skew the results fairly significantly.
Both groups say they used EPA-approved methodology to collect their water samples. The North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources also sampled residential well water around the Buck Steam Station, and its data says the groundwater is safe. But Nowyuks is critical of the state agency.
The North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources, they have for years shielded Duke from enforcement to make Duke clean up all sources of groundwater contamination linked to the coal ash pond. It doesn't make any sense, and the state agency has the ability to do this. That's their mission, is to protect public health and the environment, and yet they just continue to fail to do that.
Nowyuks and the Waterkeeper Alliance want Duke to prove it's a good neighbor by giving residents living around the Buck Steam Station access to clean, healthy water.
They need to clean up that coal ash, get that community water lines immediately, and then work on the health issues where those people are being impacted.
Colbert says Duke will continue monitoring the water quality of residential wells.
I think it is important for us to continue to have really open dialogue with plant neighbors, making available that service to have their water sampled. If they're, you know, immediately next to an ash basin and they have a concern, we want to help allay that concern and give them the confidence to know that their water quality is safe. If those conditions were to change in the course of the future operations of that site, then Duke Energy would act and take appropriate and prompt action to resolve it.
Currently, the parties are tangled in a legal battle. In March, an appellate judge ordered Duke to clean all coal ash ponds and address all sources of groundwater contamination. Duke is now appealing that ruling. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.